take to potential nugget.
One is sort of going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and saying, you know what, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Which is often driven by excitement and awe. The other is living the life. Give us a sense of what were the few things that were unexpected once you started living the life of a stand-up comedian that you hadn't expected when you set out on that path.
You know, I'm not going to be able to give you a good answer to that because I find that I'm not the kind of guy who goes into situations with expectations. I find if you don't have expectations, you're never disappointed. Because the field was so new to me, it was a completely blank slate. I had no clue what I was getting into. But I just knew that I was excited and eager to discover whatever it might be. And I've always believed it, and you've seen that in the show Naked as well. You have to play the cards that you've been dealt. It's almost an addiction for me. I have the ability to find the positive in every situation. I will always look at the plus side and what can be made of the situation, then look at what didn't work. So I think that's an important part of who I am, is I'm perfectly comfortable with uncertainty and I will somehow try and find the positive.
Mm-hmm. But maybe to reframe the question, CJ, let's say if I'm an individual who's at the cusp of getting into stand-up comedy,
yeah.
And I come up to you for advice and say, you know, I'm thinking of this. What should I be aware of? What am I walking into?
Thing I will say is don't do it because I don't need the competition. The second thing I will say is you have to have a really thick skin because as men, if you ever try to ask a girl out on a date, for example, we are very bad with rejection, right? In comedy, you get rejected all the time. See, keep in mind that in our profession, we get feedback every 15 seconds. If they're not laughing, you have to adapt instantly. If you don't have the ability to adapt instantly, there's nothing worse than trying to make people laugh and getting 5 minutes of silence. So on the way home, you have to ask yourself, if I'm in the same country with a similar audience of a similar background, what can I do differently so I don't look like a fool? So for us, failure is the only way to succeed. You have to put yourself in different situations. You have to keep failing. And that is what makes you grow. So if you're getting to do stand-up comedy, you have to know that it is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And you have to be prepared to constantly fail. I've been doing stand-up comedy for 12 years. I've done 2,000 shows in over 20 countries. Today, I feel I know far less about stand-up comedy than I felt 3 months after I started doing it. Because now I know how little I know. I mean, the more you do it, the more you realize how much more there is to learn.
I'm reminded of the work of Cal Newport, who says that follow your passion might well be terrible advice and is often overrated. I must say his book, So Good They Cannot Ignore You, is worth a read if you want a perspective on how you shouldn't ignore your competitive advantage or your career capital as you think about reinventing yourself. There's another point about resilience here. Once having taken a plunge, one needs to stop judging whether it was the right thing or not and dive headlong. I find too many people reacting negatively to initial negative feedback and pulling out, while if they'd stuck it out, they would have made it eventually. We all need to have a stop-loss point, but it doesn't make sense to judge what we've done too soon. Thank you for listening.